It's been 68 years since Barrie hosted its first winter carnival, and with temperatures predicted to remain below freezing and snow in the forecast, this weekend's Winterfest is expected to be one for the record books. This year's popular event will take place at Centennial Park and will Dwyer Park for the first time due to ongoing construction at Heritage Park, said Ashley Chappelle, the city's supervisor of special events and programming with the Recreation and Culture Services Department's Special Events Office. We just had to shift gears a little bit, but we've tied it into the downtown area with a great shuttle service through Barrie Transit that will be supporting the event, she said. Winterfest typically brings out around 30,000 people over the 2 days, said Chappelle, noting it's also a great way to get people to visit the downtown, enjoy restaurants and get some shopping done while they're enjoying the outdoor fun. The 2024 event saw more than 35,000 attendees and had a total economic impact of more than $1.7 million, as reported by Environix Analytics via Tourism Barrie. Mike Spencer, front of house manager at Homestead Artisan Bakery and Cafe, located near the corner of Dunlop Street East and Owen Street, told Barrie today that, while the downtown cafe is always busy, they definitely see an influx in foot traffic during Winterfest weekend. There is a hot cocoa trail that coincides with Winterfest, it's almost like a bar hop, said Spencer, noting that it helps to drive more people through the door. I was here last year, so I have only seen it once, but from what I remember it was a little bit of a boost. We definitely feel it, but we are always busy here, so we are used to it. In addition to a new locations, Chappelle said visitors will notice some igloo-like structures dotted around the event. We've managed to obtain these really cool, clear domes. They look almost like igloos and they're going to be performance busker domes, she said. We have different local artists that are going to be performing music and dance, and those performers are going to rotate throughout the day. Mother Nature is expected to cooperate this weekend, with temperatures expected to remain below zero. There's even some snow in the forecast for Sunday. Weather conditions will certainly help create the kind of winter wonderland visitors get excited about, Chappelle acknowledged. One of the nice things about this weather cooperating is the snow sculpture this year is actually an interactive snow sculpture. It is a maze that people can actually go through the middle of the artwork, she said. Barrie Winterfest event was named a 2024 Top 100 Award winner by Festival and Events Ontario, FEO. People are always looking for something to do in the wintertime that is fun, and where they can connect with others in the community. It gives them something to look forward to when everyone has the winter blues, said Chappelle. A snow sculpture by carver Siggy Buhler is shown at the Barrie waterfront ahead of this weekend's Winterfest. This year's theme is dinosaurs. Kevin Lamb, Barrie Today.